Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang, and we welcome James Holmes, first holder of the Wiley Chair of Maritime Strategy, Naval War College, to help us with an interpretation and a fact. For example, the BBC reports a Philippine boat and Chinese ship have collided near a contested reef. This is Second Thomas Shoal in the Spratly Islands, South China Sea. Whereas the AP is reporting that the Chinese Coast Guard targeted Philippine vessels with water cannon blasts Sunday and rammed one of them, according to Philippine officials. Jim, a very good evening to you. Rammed, collided. There looks to be a distinction somehow in these facts. What can you tell us about this incident, which has been anticipated for some time? I believe a water cannon was also used in harassing Philippine boats. Good evening to you.
Hey, John. Hi, Gordon. A pleasure as always. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's a distinction between a collision and inadvertent collision and ramming is obviously a big deal. However, I would point out that the China Coast Guard has no business trying to police the South China Sea outside of China's exclusive economic zone. So in that sense, they're actually putting themselves in the path of Philippine vessels doing legitimate business within the Philippine zone exclusive economic zone, which belongs to it by right, by the law of the sea and so forth, which of course China is trying to annul within its massive claims in the South China Sea.
The water cannon, Jim, is there any way to interpret that as an accident?
No, it's been standard practice for a very long period of time. I believe it was 2010 when the Japan Coast Guard and the Chinese Coast Guard both. This was before the Chinese Coast Guard was a thing, but its predecessor they got into a scuffle using water cannons, and it's been sort of standard practice for China to do whatever it can in the South China Sea to try to enforce its maritime claims, short of actually pulling the trigger on a gun or a missile.
I'm entertained, Jim, that on the side of the Chinese, the PLA Navy warship, they've got Chinese symbols, Mandarin, but then in great big English letters, China Coast Guard, not French, not German, not Russian, English. Entertaining. Gordon, you have a question for Jim.
Jim, I've lost count, but I think our State Department and the Biden administration has issued 5 warnings that the United States is prepared to discharge its obligations to the Philippines under the 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty. In other words, that we're prepared to use force against China. President Biden, on October 25th, while he was welcoming the Australian Prime Minister to the White House, actually said the same things. What is extremely disturbing is that China is ignoring these warnings, which can lead to the conclusion that deterrence has broken down. Your comments.
Yeah, I think you're right to be disturbed about that. It's basically, and I hope these debates are going on in a serious way. I trust they are in Washington and Manila and other capitals. But the standard language in a mutual defense pact refers to mutual defense if an armed attack occurs. China has stepped all the way up to that line, and I think you can argue. In fact, I would argue that they have put their toes on the line as far as what constitutes an armed attack. However, politically speaking, it's simply hard to get friends and allies overseas on board with using force if there's not I guess incontrovertible evidence or photos or whatnot of ships sinking or burning or whatnot. And I think China has been very the way it's handled it, it's frankly rather clever. But at some point, you have to think that the allies are going to get together and say this far and no more. And as water cannons, as you pointed out, we spoke recently last year, a Chinese fighter plane dropped chaff, basically dropped material into an Australian aircraft's engines, which could have brought that airplane down. That looks pretty armed to me.
Jim, is there a distinction made by the U.S. Navy between a Coast Guard ship painted white and a warship painted gray and a fishing fleet painted blue? Because my understanding is that the Chinese, the PLA Navy treats these all as agents of its wishes. Does the U.S. Navy make a distinction everywhere in the world or just with China, anything like that?
Well, the Navy hasn't been very vocal about it, but some time ago, they actually, when they were debating rules of engagement in the South China Sea in particular, the Navy said it would treat the China Coast Guard interchangeably with the PLA Navy if you had these sorts of shenanigans going on. I think probably the maritime militia, which of course is embedded in the fishing fleet, that is probably a difference. I don't think the Navy leadership has come out and classified that as a military force, even though we know it is responsible to the People's Liberation Army. So I think there's probably a bit of a distinction there. But the Coast Guard and the Navy, at least for U.S. Navy policy, are treated as the same if they go out and start doing things that look like using force.
So I should regard this photograph appearing in the AP and the BBC, China Coast Guard, that is a warship.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a Coast Guard vessel, obviously, but the way the China Coast Guard comports itself as a paramilitary force, an instrument of state policy, which is very coercive, Coast Guards traditionally are life-saving services and law enforcement services. China is very much using its Coast Guard in a different way.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Jim, I agree with you that China has been able to avoid serious consequences from the United States or others for these incidents, even though they cause damage to Philippine ships and perhaps cause injuries to the Philippine sailors. But the point is, this is a political maneuver, and it has gotten the Philippines really angry at China, where the Philippines, if you go back to a couple of years ago, was actually quite on board with China. So it seems to me, and I would like to get your view on this, it seems to me that they have not achieved their political aim. China has not achieved its political aims with these hostile acts.
I mean, I agree with you. It's not going to achieve its goals if it is trying to get its neighbors to basically relinquish territory, offshore territory in this place. I mean, nations simply don't. I mean, sovereignty is a deeply charged word all around the world, but especially in places that have been under colonial rule, such as Southeast Asia. So China's. I have a very hard time seeing China's neighbors basically just relinquish that territory and basically just acquiesce in what China wants to do. So if that's what Xi Jinping's after, I don't think he's going to get it.
Jim, is there any response that makes any sense? This, we're talking about escalatory logic here. How would the Philippines respond to these repeated harassments by the Chinese Coast Guard?
Well, I mean, it can step up what it has started doing, which is doing joint patrols out in this exclusive economic zone with the United States Navy, occasionally with Japan, with Australia, and so forth. What needs to happen is that stuff needs to be ongoing. If you're not on the scene, you're not competing with China. If China's there all the time and you're not, sort of by default, China has a serious political and strategic advantage. So, I mean, you have to be there. If you want to compete, you have to be there. And if we're not there, if the Philippines are not there, you know, sort of they're more or less giving up what they need. So again, they need to start mounting a standing presence in order to uphold what is theirs, what are their prerogatives under the law of the sea.
Gordon, just quickly, we have 30 seconds. Do you see this dialogue following the line that Jim just laid out in Washington? Do you see Washington giving support to Manila to be present at this moment?
I do. I mean, we've started to see the U.S. Navy send planes over Second Thomas Shoal, and they sent a littoral combat ship about a week or two ago. So they're getting there, but not as fast as they should be.
Jim Holmes is the Wiley Chair of Maritime Strategy, Naval War College. He blogs at The Naval Diplomat, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.